Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. In the church calendar, we're celebrating the life and faith of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So our scriptures and our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, will all celebrate her faith in Jesus and call us to a deeper faith in him ourselves. If you do have a prayer request, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. And invite you to join our Facebook group, where I share the music and some of the behind the scenes of the podcast. We have a chance to pray for each other. And we have live events. Hopefully have one coming up soon I'll let you know about. BenwardMusic.com/Facebook. Let's worship the Lord. Can you hear the sound? Hear it all around in the atmosphere. So strong, so clear. Songs moving through the air, melodies crashing, beauty everywhere. The sound of freedom stirring up the deepest. The sound of praising, stirring up and waking. The sound of ancient and yet to be, the here and now releasing me from fear and hurting. Oh, the sound and the stirring. Can you see the sound? See the lost and found as the silence breaks and the heart's awake. What once was dead inside, now moving, dancing, come alive. The sound of freedom stirring up the deepest. The sound of praising, stirring up and waking. Sound of ancient and yet to be, here and now releasing me from fear and hurting. Oh, the sound and the stirring, the stirring. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Songs moving through the air, melodies crashing, beauty everywhere. What what once was dead inside. Now moving, dancing, come alive. The sound of freedom stirring up the deepest. The sound of praising stirring up and waking. Sound of ancient and yet to be, the here and now releasing me from fear and hurting. Oh, the sound and the stirring. Lord, we want to pray today for the island of Maui and the state of Hawaii, terrible devastation of the wildfire. Oh Lord, be near the brokenhearted. Come alongside and help the rescuers. Help those who are serving and meeting needs, God. Provide. Lord, you are our provider. Help the church in Maui. Help them rise up and meet needs, as you have called us to do, God. The sound of freedom stirring up the deepest. The sound praising, stirring up and waking. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for inviting us into the work that you are doing. And most of all, for inviting us into your presence to be near you, even as you are near to us. Amen and amen and amen. Our Psalms, Psalm 113 and Psalm 115. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look in the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalm 115. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold, made by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. All you Israelites, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless his people Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to the place of silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let the heavens praise the Lord. Let the earth praise the Lord. No higher calling than to praise the Lord. Just praise Him now. Just praise Him now. Just praise Him now. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is John 2, 1 through 12. Celebrating the life and faith of Mary, mother of Jesus. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." And they did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days.
Reveal your glory, Lord, again and again and again. Reveal your glory, Lord, again and again and again.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this day that we celebrate the life and faith of Mary, the mother of Jesus. O God, you have taken to yourself the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of your incarnate Son. Grant that we, who have been redeemed by his blood, may share with her the glory of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'll lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically for those in your life by name. You are invited to the throne of the Father, the throne of grace, to share your requests, to lay your heart out before him. He cares for you. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, whatever it is, lay it before Jesus now.
Even in the most dire situations and circumstance, reveal your glory, Lord.
Let's pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today. Lift them up.
Circumstance, no matter how hard or how easy, how good or how bad, reveal your glory, Lord.
Let's pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whatever it is, whatever's on your heart, lay it before God. For our enemies, bless those who curse us. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Open your eyes, your ears, and see him reveal his glory again and again. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Bye-bye.